How's it going? How's it going? Everybody. Born AKA High here. Bring out the brooms. The Padres are 27-14. I had to dress a little mafia today because I'm feeling weird. I cannot believe what I'm seeing right now from this baseball team. The offense absolutely exploded. I want to get turned up. How's it going, everybody? Let's get some why not us's in the chat. How's it going? Happy Sunday to all of y'all. Born AK High here. And I usually don't bring out the shades a lot, everybody. You all know last year I only brought out the shades on some moments. And everybody, the shades are back. The San Diego Padres are 27-14. The best start in franchise history. Manny Machado is the National League MVP. Mackenzie Gore is a future ace of this franchise. A future Cy Young Award winner. 98 and paint all day long. Career high 6 innings pitched. The dude is a walking strikeout machine. The slurve looked great. The off-speed looked fantastic. Oh, and by the way, 17 hits, 10 runs, and no errors at all. How's it going, everybody? My name's Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Welcome to the San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants postgame show. Do y'all remember when the Giants beat us in a laugher and they were doing bunts? Yeah, I love how Jake Cronenworth was padding his stats and going for a little bit of a double there because Gabe Kapler's been very outspoken about running up the score. Shit. We'll do it to you too, because what goes around comes around. The Padres have a 7-2 road trip. They're 27-14. Manny Machado is just hotter than fish grease right now. Let's get a round of why not us is in the chat. Let's get a quick roll call with everybody tuning in on this fine Sunday afternoon. We're going to get into the entire game recap. We have so much to discuss, the top hogs, hog washes of the night. And I'll say it one more time. Manny Machado is hotter than fish grease, guys. Manny Machado is a San Diego Padre. We are getting the best years of Manny Machado. It's absolutely unbelievable the kind of production we're getting day in and day out. Another four-hit day, and all four of those hits were extra base hits. Hustling on the base pads, triples, doubles. Manny Machado is hitting 374 on the year for the San Diego Padres. I am feeling so great. How is everybody doing? Where's everybody tuning in from? Let's get a quick roll call, a little bit of a location. I'm tuning in from sunny San Diego, California. Unbelievable game. So here we go, everybody. Let's get along with the quick game recap. Then we'll talk about chat and one more round of how's it going, Fernando. I hope you're doing well. The Padres again, 27-14. The Giants fall to 22-18. It was Mackenzie Gore versus Alex Wood. Now, coming into this game, Alex Wood had an ERA sub 4. He was pitching pretty well for the Giants. Not as good as last year, but was pitching pretty well. With Mackenzie Gore, we had learned earlier that Mike Clevinger was headed to the IL. He has some tricep issues, which was a little bit of a concern for the San Diego Padres. We'll get into that a little bit later in the stream. Nevertheless, guys, smash the like button if you're new to the channel. If you don't know, we are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. And it's looking like that's starting to have a real possibility here. So let me know if we can hit that number. Turn on those post bell notifications so you know when Hoxster's going live. And they didn't even need to use Rogers, Chrismat, Suarez, Garcia. None of them had to be used today. They got a little bit of rest, and we can go all out and try and sweep these freaking Brewers as well. This is the first sweep in San Francisco for the San Diego Padres, as Ace says, in 6 years, everybody, since 2016. The Padres got it going immediately today. Again, we'll get into the top hogs, hogwashes. El Gallo Will Myers. Let me eat some crow about him. He's been a revelation for the Padres since coming off the injured list. Maybe his injury was a real thing, as I think Will Myers is hitting now 320 since his return off the IL. You may see the batting average and say, Hog, it's only 250. First of all, that's the third highest average on the team behind Machado and Hosmer. But he's been hitting 320 since coming off the IL. He was hitting 120 before that. The quality of his at-bats. We all say this with Will Myers. He got it going early in the first inning with the single to left. It scored Machado, and Jurickson Profar went to second base. Guys, look at the scoring in this game. This is all you need to see. It's all San Diego. It's all San Diego. Cronenworth had the sac fly. Cronenworth single. Machado double. Myers, Profar, Kim, Azokar. But while all of this was happening, everybody, while all of this was happening, Mackenzie Gore, it just seems like this guy is getting better and better every start. And this is what you look for with young phenoms, with young superstars. Again, everybody, I will get to your chat. Just going to do a quick post-game recap for my YouTube audience before we do so. But this is what you look for with young phenoms. There it is for Mackenzie Gore, a career-high 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Only at 90 pitches. That is what we call efficiency. In addition to that, guys and girls, the velocity was unbelievable for Gore. Unbelievable. Hitting his spots, 98 miles per hour. I'm telling you, you know that Gore is starting to unlock his full capabilities if he's throwing 98, and if he's doing so, hitting his spots. I mean, I was seeing paint. He was getting lots of swing and misses up in the zone, down in the zone. Mackenzie Gore, while he may not be the Padres' number one pitcher right now, he's looking like a true number one for this organization down the line. And I mean a true number one. And he's challenging hitters in the zone too. Just straight challenging hitters right in the zone, knowing that you cannot hit this guy. You cannot touch his stuff because he is that man. He is the man of the hour, Mackenzie Gore. I'm not going to even spoil, but I'm going to spoil 110% one of your top hogs of the day. His fastball looks great. But another big thing I noticed with Mackenzie Gore, everybody, again, welcome to the stream. Welcome to the Hog Watch, your number one source for everything San Diego Padres. The curveball, the slider, the slurve. He even was mixing in some changeups today. Listen, we're going to get into this offense, right? We're going to get into the 17 hits. We're going to get into the no errors. We're going to get into Machado playing great defense, Kim playing great defense. But Mackenzie Gore, man, it's starting. You're starting to believe in it. You're starting to see why this team shouldn't have and didn't give up on him. He finally got the right coaches in the mix. He finally got the right people in the mix. And he is starting to look unhittable. And you know what the amazing thing is too about Mackenzie Gore, everybody? What's the amazing thing? It's that he can be so much better. He still has those innings where he's a little bit wild. He'll still have those 4-pitch walks. And it just goes to show you that he can be so much better. And the fact that he has an ERA, what is it now, of a 2.06, his whip slightly over 1, and he hasn't even come close to tapping his potential. He would tell you his control still even wasn't pristine today. You know, he threw 90 pitches, only 54 of them being strikes, and he's able to be this effective. He's able to be this effective. So it just goes to show you guys, it's just getting started. It's just getting started with Mackenzie Gore. How's everybody doing? My name's Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. If you just missed it, the San Diego Padres have swept the Giants in San Francisco for the first time in 6 years, 2016. They go to 27-14. The Dodgers lose today on a Max Muncy hilarious error. And now the Dodgers are at 27-13. The Padres are at 27-14. We are half a game out, and we are right there competing with one of the best teams in baseball. But I know it's important for us to worry about ourselves. But man, it feels great to see this from the San Diego Padres. We take a look at this offense tonight. It's great to see Jake Cronenworth get that double in the end against Gonzalez. I love to see him pad his stats because he needs every hit he can get. Manny Machado, guys, he's going to all areas of the field. He's going everywhere. He had another walk today. 2 RBIs, 4 hits. How much longer can Machado sustain this? Everyone, smash the like button for Manny Machado. Right now, I'd go to betonline.ag, our sponsor for this stream, to go ahead and say, huh, what are the odds on BetOnline that Manny Machado is the National League MVP? Because right now, a quarter way through the season, he should be the prohibitive favorite to be the National League MVP. Go to betonline.ag. Shout out to my title sponsor for all your betting needs. Jerkson Profar looked like he kind of strained his hammy real quick, but was able to get back in the plate. Another 2-for-6 series. Hey, guys, let's talk about Jerkson Profar real quick. Jerkson Profar had a really, really good series. Manny, Jerkson Profar, this is very important, I believe had 8 hits this series, hit 700 this series, and it was like, oh my goodness, Jerkson Profar's going down the wrong way. And he comes back, has a 178 batting average coming into this series, ends the series with a 222 batting average. He slides up in the order, and just any kind of production you can get from somebody not named Manny Machado is a big plus. Again, welcome to the live stream, everybody. If you don't know who I am, my name is Borna, AK Hogg. I do the San Diego Padres post-game show streams, your number one source for everything Padres after every single San Diego Padres game. If you guys missed it, we are giving away a Nabil Crismat jersey. I posted on my Instagram if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. So subscribe to the Hogg Watch. Follow me on Instagram at the Hogg Watch. We let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres post-game show. We are also on Apple Podcasts. If you guys are kind of down for the podcast listening versions of the show, everybody. But man, Manny Machado, unbelievable. Profar had a fantastic series. And now I want to talk about El Gallo. Let's get one more round of Why Not Us's in the chat. Will Myers having a really, really nice season so far for the San Diego Padres. We didn't know what to expect from the guy who at the time who signed the highest contract in franchise history at 6 years, $83 million. He's now an expiring deal at 1 year, 20. We were potentially talking about offloading him. But if we're getting this kind of production from Will Myers, the longest tenured San Diego Padre, it is fantastic to see. It is fantastic to see this kind of production. ADHD, birthday boy with the big $10 holla. I love the ADHD donos hit different. The ADHD donos hit different. Sweep time, baby. What a fucking weekend. It feels different for the first time in 20 years. You're my boy, Hogg. Take my B-Day money. Love you, bro. Oh, yeah. No, stop it. No. ADHD. I don't talk bad about other people, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you and your donations. Listen, haters are our motivators. We're a community. We're growing. We're getting stronger. And we got the back of this organization, the San Diego Padres. Haters are our motivators, but the best way to attack those haters is to not go at them, but just to let them watch you. I appreciate your donation, ADHD, and your support. You're my guy. Again, everybody, go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogg Watch Discord. We're able to talk to one another after every single San Diego Padres game. Guys, I'm telling y'all, y'all better join the Discord. It is getting absolutely rocking in there. Let me show you something. We get some great clips from this Discord. Amazing clips. Uh-oh. Is this a new clip in the Padres Discord everyone's posting? Oh, did that person delete it, Nate? I want to go ahead and see it. Replying to the San Francisco Giants. Oh, you got to love it. Oh, you got... How's it going? Oh, this is great. This is great. Oh, that is so great. That is so great, everybody. And again, Will Myers has been a huge point of the San Diego Padres attack this year. He's been really, really, really good. Awesome. And it's important that we still have to temper our expectations and understand that it's early on in the season. Ha-Sung Kim, another 2-hit day, playing stellar defense. Ozokar, everyone, every single Padre had a hit today. Again, I feel like I've been saying that a good bit. One more time, guys. Every single San Diego Padre had a hit today. The pitching was dominant. Every Padre had a hit. Y'all want to know what that means? Do y'all want to know what that means? I cannot give a Hogwash Award today. I cannot give a Hogwash Award today. Without further ado, we got to get into the top Hogs and Hogwash Awards of the stream. But AKA, no Hogwash today. So, I got 3 top Hogs. Y'all ready for this? Number one, who do you think Manny Machado once again? Manny Machado, it's just unbelievable. He is just unbelievable. And I want everybody, when you look at this tally board, again, if you're new to the stream, I hope you subscribe. What these tally boards are is that after every single San Diego Padres game, we award a top Hog award to the best player in the game. I've been getting a little bit crazy lately and giving them the 2 or 3 Padres because I feel like it. And then we also give a Hogwash Award given to the worst player in a game. This is our top eight tally boards. We have an aggregate score of plus one, minus one that results in your score. Manny Machado, no doubt, one of your first top Hog Award winners of the day. I mean, he is on a torrid pace. He's hitting 374. He has eight home runs. His RBI total just keeps going up. He literally is the everything that we've wanted for. And now when you look at that $300 million contract, you start to think, oh my goodness, is he going to opt out in 2024? He is looking like a bargain right now considering the inflationary society. Now, your next top hog of the day, tied for fourth, Mackenzie Gore. The kid just keeps getting better. The fastball 98 and cheese. The slider starting to hit 90. He has many different sliders. The one with harder bite and tilt, the changeup. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to see the kind of production we are getting from Mackenzie Gore. Thank you so much for the super sticker, Matthew. I appreciate your support on Twitter, on the channel, and everything, man. I appreciate you. Let's get some W's and why not us's for everybody showing out on this beautiful Sunday. I love you, man. I love you. Just spread the word of the Hogwash. Let's get this thing to 4,000 subscribers so I can give a number 74 Chris Matt the Colombian flamethrower jersey away to one of your lucky Hogs. You keep going down. The third top Hog, who's not on this list, but it's Will Myers, who now has an aggregate score of zero. He had two Hogwashes of the year. He has now two top Hogs of the year. And he's going to slowly, with how he's playing right now, he's going to eventually find his name. He's going to eventually find his name on this freaking chart with how Myers is playing right now. I had to give it to Will Myers because he set the tone early on in this game. He set the tone early on in this game for the San Diego Padres. He got it going in the first inning. El Gallo, he is being the man that we've wanted for right now. And especially when you're the longest tenured San Diego Padre, I want to find opportunities to give you the top Hog Award. So there's your updated standings, everybody. Manny Machado looking like he's going to run away. Does Fernando have enough time to come back this year to kind of, you know, catch up to Manny Machado? But that's it, everybody. The Padres defeat the San Francisco Giants. They sweep them for the first time in San Francisco in 6 years. This is just for my YouTube audience. That was your post-game recap. Smash the like button. Turn on those post bell notifications. It's been your boy Hog, everybody. I'm signing out. Peace. All right, stream. How's it going, man? How's it going, everybody? Better win two against Milwaukee. Ernesto, thank you so much for the donation. Man, let's worry about Milwaukee tomorrow. Let's enjoy this one today. Let's enjoy this one today. Because, oh, baby, it feels good. We're going to hear from Skipper Bob Melvin. Ernesto, thank you so much for the $10 holla. We're going to hear from Skipper Bob Melvin on this sweep. It just feels nice. It just feels nice. And you know what's even better? It feels nice to get this kind of production from Will Myers right now. You know, I had no idea what to expect from Will. I had absolutely no idea what to expect from Will this season, and it just feels great. By the way, everybody, we have a rare Manny Machado interview. We got to hear from the captain. We got to absolutely hear from the captain on his interview with Annie.
Off your four extra base hits, a career high. You've always been great, Manny, but you seem like you're on a whole other level right now. Don't tell me you're not. What's behind that, and are you feeling that way when you're out there playing?
Having these guys right here. You know, we have a good group of guys here who, you know, push each other every single day, and they bring the best out of you. So it's been fun every day coming to a ballpark. You know, stepping into this clubhouse with this group, it's been fun.
That triple, you had to put the wheels on for that. First triple of the season. How satisfying is a triple like that?
Just one a year. That's all it takes. One a year. Going out of the way early when it's nice and warm. Feels nice.
Yeah, you had to get a little bit out of breath on that one.
Feels very nice.
Right? Okay, you guys have been playing some really close games. This one, you were able to break it open. How nice was it to see the offense get going, especially after the excellent pitching and defense you guys have had?
Yeah, you know, it's going to take a little bit, but I think we believe in each other in here. Everyone's doing their jobs, trying to get going. And you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, but, you know, as long as we keep doing the little things that counts.
The last time a San Diego Padre had four extra base hits in a game was Ryan Schimpf in 2016.
good things will come out of it, and that's what we've been doing. Just continue with your routines. Eventually, those balls right at people are gonna land, and we're gonna continue to do what we're doing. But we gotta control the little things that we've been doing every single day, and you know the other things will come.
You lead me to my last question. This is the first sweep in San Francisco since 2016. 7-2 road trip. Like I said, some really resilient wins in tough environments. How far can this go to building a closeness between you guys in the clubhouse and an identity that you expect to win these games?
I mean, we expect to win every single day. You know, this was a tough road trip. We played three really good teams. You know, we came out on top, so we're just gonna continue playing baseball, keep taking care of us, keep taking care of ourselves and our clubhouse. And if we could do that, the sky's the limit with this ball club.
That's what happens when you make MLB history. You're a little tired afterwards, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely a little tired.
How happy are you to get back to Petco Park?
Yeah, let's get back home. You know, it was a long road trip, and you know, finally we're on the West Coast, but finally get to go home.
All right, these fans here at Oracle Park are yelling for you MVP.
There it is, everybody. Manny Machado is a San Diego Padre. It's still unbelievable that Manny Machado is a San Diego Padre. He can't talk. And I'm starting to get concerned, everybody, that is this Padre team better on the road? They have a major league best 17-7 record on the road this year. It's unbelievable. I'm starting to get scared that we have to go back to Petco Park. I don't want to do that anymore. Can we just play on the road all year long? Now, Chad, I want to ask you, what do we think about this Padres offense right now? Are you really buying in? The slugging still isn't there. I don't think they hit a home run today, yet 17 hits is 17 hits, and you're starting to see this team pile up some runs. But what are your general thoughts right now on this Padres offense? Are you buying in right now? And again, if you are new to the channel, welcome to the Hogwatch, man. This has been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. We're going to hear from skipper Bob Melvin on the postgame show. The Padres sweep the Giants. I was not expecting this. I kind of would have been okay if they took one out of three going into the series. Not going to even lie to you. They're not hitting home runs, but they're just finding ways. And this was an offensive explosion today. And you're starting to feel like they're just better on the road. They just may be better on the road. Would have been nice to see a home run, but man, you will freaking take it. It's been free money on our own ATMs. How about Voit is kind of underperforming in the home run category. Hopefully, he can start hitting bangers for us soon. Matthew, man, thank you so much again for the $10. Holla says, we could have the NL MVP, Cy Young winner, reliever, and rookie of the year. And when we get Tatis, how do you think we are going to toe-to-toe with the Dodgers when Tatis comes back? I mean, first of all, Matthew, thank you so much for the $10 holla. I appreciate your support and donation of the channel. It's quite simple, man. With how this pitching is, Matthew, and with how this defense is playing, they don't need a top five offense. They need an offense that can be in the middle of the pack and who can be timely hitters and hit home runs, and they're going to get a slugging boost when El Nino comes back. This team is really making me to start to freaking believe right now. And Matthew, that's not even considering the fact that you're going to have Drew Pomeranz coming back soon, who may actually end up being the setup man in your bullpen, who threw a bullpen literally yesterday in San Francisco. You have young flamethrowers in Morejon from Cuba. You have Michel Baez, the 6'8 giraffe, who throws 99 in cheese coming back in 4 weeks, right? We totally even forgot, guys, that Blake Snell has the highest ceiling in this rotation, higher than Joe Musgrove. When you saw Blake Snell in the last 6 weeks of the 2021 campaign, he literally has a higher ceiling than any pitcher in this rotation. So we're already assuming that we're not going to even get good Blake Snell, Matthew. Imagine if we get good Blake Snell. This team has a very good chance of performing pound for pound with the LA Dodgers. Now listen, the Dodgers are going to win 100-plus games. That's just who they are. They're a loaded offense. Their starting pitching is really, really good, and they have a fantastic bullpen. It's just the truth. We need to worry about ourselves right now and continue to do well. The standings, the chips will fall where they may. But as long as we keep playing good baseball, as long as we keep winning good series, I promise you they're going to be in the thick of this division. I promise you that. That's just what they need to do. They need to focus on that. Thank you so much for the $10 holla. And the last but not least, I talked about everything related to personnel, pitching, hitters, bullpen. But again, everybody, what do I keep saying? The biggest acquisition of this team was finally finding the right pilot to the plane. Finally finding the right conductor to the ship. And Bob Melvin. And now Bob Melvin had a thorough process. He found the right guys in terms of his coaching staff. Ruben Niebla is a pitching coach maestro. It's looking like I'm starting to buy some stock in Michael Berdar, which we stole right from the San Francisco Giants. Melvin brought his guy in Christensen, Matt Williams. Mike Schilt is a consultant, but a big-time baseball mind to add to this mix, man. We have everybody right now in the right equation for the San Diego Padres. I'm buying in. And we just swept the Giants in San Francisco. This is another thing we talked about, good teams. After we had that insane stream on Friday, what were we talking about? We were saying, oh my goodness, the Padres just won an insane game 8-7. We could expect them to lose tomorrow, coming out flat-footed against Rodon. But we said, I said on that stream, what marks a really good team is after emotional wins, if they can come back the next day, I'm going to buy it. They come back. Musgrove outduels Rodon. They win a big-time game 2-1. And today, they jumped early. They got on Alex Wood early. We've been complaining at times about this Padres offense, but another thing that we've talked about is at the times that the Padres offense has looked good, they've been able to get to starting pitchers early. They knocked out Alex Wood early on in the game. Machado, El Gallo, Profar, Cronenworth, everyone got going early. And the Padres team, they're playing with urgency. They're playing with aggression. And I'll say it again, they're playing with urgency. They know what happened last year. They know how ugly it was. They know they didn't hear the rest of it. And they want to shut everybody up. Bob Melvin wanted a change of scenery. He has these guys in firm control. And they are playing such great baseball right now. They are playing such great baseball right now, man. It feels so good. We have the Brewers. We don't know who's going to start tomorrow. It was going to be Mike Clevinger. Is it going to be Blake Snell tomorrow? Is it going to be Nick Martinez? Let's get into some of your questions in the chat now. We are now plus 29 in run differential. It's great to see that number going up because it usually shows an accurate replication of how a team's really performing. Steve says Profar saved a run by not trying to chase that ball and playing it off the wall. It was a long single that would have been a triple if he goes for it and misses it. The little things. Absolutely, Steve. That was a foot away. You're talking about the Evan Longoria hit that could have been a home run. Profar plays it perfectly. He doesn't try and rob the pitch. And then he literally goes ahead and holds it to a single. I'm probably going to be going Tuesday, by the way, everybody, for Manny Machado bobblehead night. Who's going on Tuesday, man? Now, I have a question. I want to know what your all's thoughts are on Jake Cronenworth hitting leadoff. Do you guys like the lineup with Crone hitting leadoff? I genuinely want to ask you guys when you take a look at the lineup today. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm not really sure how I feel about this lineup. Obviously, with Nola, we know his situation. He's been struggling all year long at the dish. Do we like Jake Cronenworth hitting leadoff at this point? And do we like Profar hitting third? Would you like to see Manny Machado slide down and hit third in this lineup? Guys, imagine another thing. Imagine when Manny Machado actually starts to get protection in this lineup. Imagine when the guy starts to get protection in this lineup. It's going to be insane. It's going to be absolutely insane. But nevertheless, everybody, let's hear from Skipper Bob Melvin on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. We need to hear from the Skipper Bob. After this big victory.
Series 2 and finish up the road trip. So, you know, we know we're capable of scoring multiple runs like that and putting together big innings. We haven't done it consistently, but we've won a lot of games consistently. So just a matter of time before our bats start to break out.
Manny's always been good, but he just seems like he's on another level. What are you seeing from him?
All I'm seeing is what I've seen this year. And I've played against him on the other side, but never seen him on an everyday basis. And it's just another double when, you know, it would have been easy at that score to just stop at first base. And the pace that he's playing at and, you know, the desire that he's playing with rubs off on everybody. So when your best player plays like that, everybody kind of has to fall in line. Certainly makes my job easy.
Career high 6 innings for Mackenzie Gore. What'd you think of him today?
Yeah, I thought he was great. Actually, you know, 90 pitches probably could have gone a little farther, but no reason to push at that point in time. I know he came in wanting to go back out there. And, you know, I was willing to go 100 with him today, but it didn't make much sense to run him out there just for 10 more pitches. So Craig came in. Craig's been fantastic here recently. You know, sinkers.
Would you guys have liked to see Gore goes more than 6? See, here's something that I've talked about with young pitchers too. And this is something that's very important for everybody to understand. with Mackenzie Gore, with young pitchers, you want them to build off their starts. You want them to build confidence. Here's something that I need you guys to understand. If Jace Tingler was the manager of this baseball team, I promise you Mackenzie Gore comes out for the seventh because he's going well. But Bob Melvin knew, this is my young guy. I need him to be great. He got me six innings, and there's no need to go give him out and jeopardize that seventh inning and completely ruining his day and ruining his mentality. That's the biggest thing. He got the six. He knew they had a huge lead. They can just use Craig Stammen to close the door, and there you have it. Now, I want to give a shout-out to Craig Stammen, who's been so freaking good this last month. We've been giving him a lot of crow, but he gave you two innings and has been unhittable the last 3 weeks. Steven Wilson comes in, has a great inning for his confidence. We're hearing Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show.
Taking really well again, his breaking ball and everything going where he wanted to. We needed a couple innings from him right there and pitched really well again. So just across the board, really good pitching, good offense today, and to be able to end a road trip like this is a nice little exclamation point.
7-2 road trip, you don't get those too often.
I don't know. I was only on part of it. I was only on these three games. So, but yeah, I mean, against, you know, you're looking at two East Coast swings of it. And then coming here, playing a really good team here too, to be able to go 7-2. You know, they always ask me at the end of the road trip, how do I think it went? And I'm usually saying, well, we could have snuck one more out. But I think all in all, this was a really, really successful trip.
Well, kind of getting back to the offense, you mentioned everybody had a hit. I think eight of the nine guys had scored a run. Six or seven of them drove in runs. How much comfort does that give you as a manager, knowing that up and down the lineup, you're not just going to get hits, but you're going to get productive hits?
Yeah, and, you know, it was good today, too, to do it right away, too. After you've won a couple games and they've been close games, and then put pressure on them right away and score some runs like that, you know, gives you a little bit of a cushion and makes you feel good.
By the way, y'all, this is a really good Giants team. This is a Giants team that is really good offensively. We held them to just one run today, one run yesterday. And I know we allowed seven in that first game, but nine runs in three games to the Giants, and one of those games being seven runs, you held them to one run the other two games. This starting pitching is for real, for real.
Better about it offensively. And, you know, for us to really go where we want to go, we're going to need contributions across the board, up and down the lineup. But like I said, even when we don't, we find a way to win. And, you know, so that's a good trait to have. But to have this type of game in our back pocket feels good.
There's kind of a question, maybe not from you, but that this team, the Giants over 500, and you guys hadn't played a lot of over 500 teams. Did that show you anything, this series, having the sweep, about your team being able to do that?
You know what? It's a good team. It's in our division. We have a lot of good teams in our division. So I think we're just trying to win today's game. You know, we took 2 out of 3 in Atlanta, a tough place to play against the world champions last year. So I know their record isn't indicative of who they are as a team, but I don't think it really matters at this point. We're just trying to rack up as many games as we can.
Were you most impressed, or were there a couple things by Mackenzie today?
You know, responding with a couple guys on right away, 4-pitch walk. You know, another guy on base holding it to one run at that point in time. You know, those type of things that as a starting pitcher, when you have a lead like that, you do think about it a little bit, you know, and you have to pitch like it's 1 or 2 to nothing to stay fine. And I think after, you know, 2 base runners at that point, he kind of pulled back a little bit and said, look, I got to pitch like every pitch is the most important thing, as opposed to I have a big lead and I just don't want to walk guys. So
that's such a great point, guys. That is such a great point by skipper Bob Melvin. It's one thing to be pitching with that lead, and it's knowing that, but it's another thing to actually still have that sense of urgency and understand that, hey, you know, let's act like this is a one-run game. I still got to hit my spots. It's not just getting balls in contact. And Bob Melvin is able to recognize that. Mackenzie Gore is able to recognize that. You know, that's huge. Being able to pitch with a big lead is very important without even allowing that team to come back into the game. Huge. Big time stuff from the kid.
So I think that was a big turning point for him in the game.
What's that? Who is starting?
Martinez will start tomorrow.
How serious do you think
it's Nick Martinez tomorrow, confirmed.
Of your injury is.
Yeah, I was kind of you know, today, kind of alluding to a little bit. It's a little spot in his tricep that's not bad, but we've come so far with him, and he was so good last time out. We just don't want any hiccups. So, unfortunately, we made the decision to have to. He's okay with it. You know him. He wants to pitch, but just don't want any setbacks with him. It's too early in the season to try to push him at this point, especially as good as he was last time out.
What did that come up for?
He's been dealing with it for the last couple of days.
You think just the 15 days is probably...
Yeah, and you can back down. Unfortunately, yeah. We only backed it at one. But yeah, we'll probably throw a couple sides, maybe throw to hitters one time or something like that. We'll give him a couple of days off here to make sure it's gotten better every day since, what, 3 or 4 days ago. So we're hoping this is just something we need to clean up and take care of.
There it is, everybody. Oh, man. Skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. It's absolutely great to see. It's absolutely great to see. I missed some donations here. Chris, thank you so much for the super sticker. Get some quarter zips now and emojis. The emojis should be coming out next week, everybody. So I'll be introducing that hopefully next week. Still need some help with some of those things to get it going. I'm working on it, everybody. I want to get some why not us's emojis in the freaking chat. Thank you so much for your donation. And thank you so much for your super sticker, Chris. We just heard from Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Listen. It's very important now, everybody, to keep it going, to keep it going, to not let the foot off the gas, because there is no reason for us to be satisfied. We are not satisfied until we win a World Series. And this Milwaukee team, they're going to have to face Corbin Burns. They're going to have to face some of their elite starting pitching. This is going to be a hell of a series. The Padres don't love playing at home. They're 26-14. They're 26-15 versus the San Diego Padres, 27-14. We have Nick Martinez on the mound versus Adrian Hauser. The Brewers have had fantastic starting pitching. Martinez 2-2 with the 3.89. Hauser 3-4 with the 3.22. Kind of both of their back end guys, so we should have an interesting game tomorrow. Thank you, Justin, for your donation. Says Machado, Kim, Crone, probably best defensive infield baseball to me. That's going to go a long way to be interesting when Tatis is healthy. It's going to be. So, Justin, number one, thank you so much for your donation, man, and your support in the channel. Here's what I want to discuss. You make a great point. This defense has been so unbelievable. It's just been so unbelievable. Kim, Machado, Cronenworth, and we talked about this. Today is an anomaly, right? The Padres aren't going to score 10 runs. They're just not going to do that. They're not a fantastic offensive team. They need to win games predicated on fantastic starting pitching and really, really well-played defense in addition to timely hitting. The question is, you know Machado, you know Tatis is bad, but do you want to jeopardize the chemistry of the defense in this infield, which is why you potentially introduced the idea of having him back in the outfield again. But Justin, nevertheless, thank you so much for your donation. I think that's a problem that we're all going to have to discuss when that time comes around. But it's looking like El Nino won't be back for at least a month, so we don't have to worry about that right now. Let's just keep enjoying it. Let's keep getting wins. It's freaking nice. The Padres get to, they avoid Peralta. They avoid Woodruff. So it's Hauser, Burns, and Ashby. Okay, it's probably going to be Martinez, Snell, and Darvish, which is like not great. I mean, obviously, every option's good, but then for the Brewers series, for the Pirates, and you're going to have Manaea, Joe, and that's a series you got to go out and bring the sweep. But again, guys, we talk about the Mike Clevinger injury today. You know, we would be freaking out last year, but this is why we have pitching depth. We're not worried about the Clevinger injury at all. And the benefit and the beauty of the San Diego Padres having this great starting pitching is that even if you didn't need to put Clevinger on the IL, he's coming off his second Tommy John. You really want to make sure that you can treat him super carefully. You can carry him on as slowly as you want. You can carry along Clevinger as slowly as you want this year. Because if they're able to kind of, you know, time it up perfectly, if they're able to get him going when you need to, Mike Clevinger is one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's going well. I mean, you saw Clevinger in his last start and his piggyback with Gore. He was awesome. The fastball was hitting 97. The curveball was looking good. The changeup was awesome. I mean, guys, we need to remember that's awesome. So it's fine if you can go ahead and gate him on slowly. It's totally okay. Yeah, Brett, so Mike Clevinger actually has a triceps issue. As you guys watched on the Bob Melvin on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show, Bob said it's not the biggest deal in the world. It's pretty minor. He was okay with it, and they want to take it slow. They want to take it slow. So that's the injury news with Mike Clevenger. Again, everybody, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe to the Hogwatch. We're approaching 3,850 subscribers. I know about 60% of my audience who watches me is not subscribed to the channel, is not subscribed to the channel. So what are y'all doing? Subscribe to the channel. Again, if you don't know it, go ahead and check me out on Instagram at the Hogwatch. We are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey. We are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey if we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram as well at the Hogwatch. Y'all know already what to do, as well as join the Padres Discord, man. Oh my God. Nate Span. Oh, every meme is so great. And oh my God. Look at this. Where do y'all find these? Where do y'all find these memes, man? I need to tweet that out now. I don't know whose picture that is, but I need to tweet that out right now because that is freaking hilarious. Jurickson Profar owns the beautiful city of San Francisco, man. Owns the beautiful city of San Francisco. That is hilarious, man. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's great. This is why you shouldn't trade Gore for Soto. Okay, come on. Come on. Soto is nuts. Nevertheless, everybody, we heard from Bob Melvin. I think Bob Melvin made a funny point too, that this is the Manny Machado he's accustomed to. This is the only Manny Machado he knows about. And he's getting that insane production from him. Now, we all know that Eric Hosmer's slumping a little bit. Is there anything to discuss, everybody, when you're talking about the Eric Hosmer slump? I believe he's 3 for his last 30. He's popping up a lot. He's not hitting the ball as well. The contact isn't there. But you expected, you knew that Hosmer and Machado would 110% come back down to earth. We knew this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. But the fact that we can have other guys, the fact that we can have other guys kind of holding the totem pole and keeping up and getting it done is all that we need to see. And Chad, I want to talk about one other thing. How nice would it be to get Jake Cronenworth going? Imagine if Jake Cronenworth gets going, the whole other dimension that this would add to this baseball team. It's unbelievable. We still have so many guys on this team. If we look at it from an average standpoint, everybody, the Padres still have so many guys on this team that are hitting for poor averages. Jake's at 208. Profar's at 222. Voit's at 184. Kim's at 222. Nola's at 213. Grisham's at 140. Azokar's at 214. Chat, imagine if this offense actually starts going in the right direction as well, it's going to be game over. Again, here are your updated Top Hog and Hogwash standings so far, as we are now 41 games in the season. Congratulations, everybody. We are officially one quarter through the 2022 campaign. And now it's time where you can really start analyzing trends of this team and realizing what is sustainable and what isn't. Again, we are 25% through the season, and here's been your top eight Padres in terms of performance so far, according to the Top Hog Hogwashes. It looks like this equation is holding true, as Manny Machado, no doubt, is your leader with 12 Top Hogs, one Hogwashes. And do y'all remember this? Y'all remember when we thought that Machado was slumping? We thought this was the time where Manny Machado was finally going to start slumping. He was finally coming back down to earth. And then he just has a big series in San Francisco. And he says, hold on, guys. Shh. I'm not going to come back down to earth quite yet. So Manny Machado, a score of 11. Eric Hosmer, it could be time. I just did. Should we talk about Hos beginning to slide? It could be time where we start to get maybe some Hogwashes coming up for Eric Hosmer. I didn't give it today. He got the base hit and the team started winning. He's still getting some hits here or there. But let's be real, everybody. Eric Hosmer's not going to hit 300 this year. If you can get 280, 285 from Hosmer, it's a big plus. When you got him from Kansas City, he was always a 300 machine. So if we can get any kind of production, if Hosmer just can get bounced back, I know he's 3 for his last 30, but he was on a torrid pace. He was on a torrid pace. I think we're going to get to the point where he can be okay and he can still be a big part of that middle of that order. I believe it. It's just going to take some time for him, and hopefully and hopefully he can get it going again. I mean, he's still Eric Hosmer, guys. He was always going to come back down. His BABIP was way higher than normal. Hopefully Hosmer will have a better than average year. Exactly. Exactly. Hog, why not add the Hog Pen Award to the board? Because here's a question I have. Brett, I've been thinking about it. How would I add the Hog Pen Award? Because this chart includes every player on the team. I would need to make a whole new board with just bullpen guys. So maybe I will. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm home in San Diego. I don't even have the graphic with me. Bear with me. I'm trying. I got so many things trying to handle. I'm trying to add this YouTube membership, working on merchandise. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. Bear with me. But yes, you are correct. Now, when you also look at some other things, Mackenzie Gore, it's just been better and better and better. Guys, I'm telling y'all, when you have young starting pitchers, you're not looking for them to be Cy Young Award winners in year one. You're looking for them to do what? Improve every time out. And Mackenzie Gore has just gone better and better. Are y'all bought in on Mackenzie Gore? What is this kid's ceiling? What is this kid's ceiling? I am so bought in on this kid now. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He is going to be great. It's official. He's going to be really, really great. It's unbelievable. Now, Jerks and Profar, no top hogs this series, but had a really, really, really good series. Nabil Crismat, the Colombian flamethrower. We hope we can give away a jersey. I'm completely bought into Gore. Hell yes on DeGore. I'm bought in. He's only going to get better. Charmaine says, I'm pretty happy beyond Hosmer lately. Absolutely. And Joe Musgrove, I broke the rules a little bit. I gave him two top hogs last night because Joe should have a top hog for every time he's pitched this year. So there we have it, everybody. Those are your standings. We'll see if Nando can come along and make a big run at those standings when he has the time. But Jurickson Profar is the king of San Francisco so far. Jurickson Profar, you Padres fans on Twitter are able to make such hilarious graphics all the time. Y'all are insane, man. This is hilarious. The best part is that we have most of our bullpen for tomorrow. And that's another great point. The bullpen was preserved this series. Rodgers is going to be ready to go tomorrow. Garcia, Suarez, right? That's big, guys. That's big. Because this is going to be a big series. Tomorrow you have Nick Martinez. I want to ask you guys this. When Nick Martinez is going to go pitch, where are your optimism levels at? What's your confidence level at whenever Nick Martinez goes ahead and pitches? Are you at the point with Nick Martinez where you're like, okay, I'm bought in. Let's do this. Or are you still kind of shaking your head and sus whenever Nick Martinez hits the mound? I honestly want to know what your all thoughts are on that. By the way, I do want to show you guys this. I do want to show you guys one other thing. We all know the Dodgers are having a great year. We all know the Dodgers have been amazing this year. But y'all, Max Muncy, holy cow, 8-crow today. Look at this moment. 3-2 Dodgers up, bottom of the 10th. Alec Bohm ground out. Dodgers win, right? Look at this choke by Muncy.
Ground ball over the mounds. Waiting for it. Muncy, he booted it. Blood runners in. Here comes Swing the throw. Save!
How's it going? You like that? Yeah, Muncy. Every time you've talked shit to the Padres, this is a moment where you squat and you're like, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Dude, the Phillies announcers, I got to watch it one more time. I got to watch it one more time. It's too great.
Ground ball over the mounds. Waiting for it. He booted it. Blood runners in. Here comes Swing the throw. Save! He scored from second on the booted.
Mods, screen clip this one. Screen clip this one. Yes, Muncy, enjoy this moment. Yeah! It's so great. Listen, I'm not going to be a weak Padres fan and just celebrate when the Dodgers lose in May, but it's still nice. He's having an awful year, man. He's having an awful year for the Dodgers. He's hitting 150. He's hitting 150. I should have ate my words. Muncy's going to hit a home run against the Padres coming up. Again, everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. The streams have been insane this year. Guys, thank you so much for all the growth. Again, my goal is to just be a big representative of the San Diego Padres community. I'm grinding. I love doing this, man. This can be one of my calling cards in my life. I love being a resource, therapy sessions, talking to y'all after every single San Diego Padres game. Every single San Diego Padres game. I don't think I've missed a stream this year because I love this team so freaking much. I love this team. And it's going to be a hell of a year. I know the city's excited. I know the city's rocking. But again, I want to say another point that not a lot of y'all are going to like. Everyone on Twitter's freaking out. Everyone on Twitter's excited. And I understand that. But y'all have to remember what happened last year. You know, we were 13 games over 500 on June 23rd. We had swept the Dodgers. We were a game and a half of the division. But let's be real. Let's be real. Yes, sir. But let's be real. We need to just go one game at a time. One series at a time. We just need to keep it going. The last thing we should do is sell our souls to this team and get crushed. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm bought into this baseball team because I finally believe in the manager. I finally believe in the people. But we're all from San Diego if you're watching this stream. You know the history of this city in terms of sports. We all know better than to sell ourselves 100% to a respective team in May. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know, I want them to take my soul too. But let's just sell our souls at pieces of a time, Brett. Because holy shit, if you sell your soul now and something happens in September, your heart's going to be down your throat like it was mine. I don't know. I know I have a lot of new viewers this year. But when the Padres were making their downfall in September, we had Shakespeare on the channel. We had broken swag chains on the channel. Man, we should do a compilation of what happened at the end of last year. And by the way, man, one other question. I haven't heard from Adam Glick recently. You know, Adam Glick took under 88 wins for the San Diego Padres, even though the Padres are 27-14, have one of the best records in the National League. I haven't heard from Glick, who took the win unders for the Yankees and the Padres. Oof. Oof. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Glick. Where's Glick? Where's Glick? Again, everybody, this was a big one. This was a big one. Thank you guys so much for watching the post-game live stream show. I'm going to go back up to LA tonight. I'm going to come back down to San Diego tomorrow, but I'll be doing my post-game live stream show in LA. We'll have the better setup again. I'm going to be in San Diego for a little bit this week. So are you guys annoyed when I stream on my laptop like this? I know the quality's shittier. I'm sorry, but I like to be home a little bit with my family. So if the quality's shittier, I don't have the 1080p. I don't got the scoreboards. We're working on it. I can't spend $3,000 and have another setup here. Nevertheless, everybody, thank you so much for watching me. Smash the like button. Subscribe to the Hogwatch. It's been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Subscribe to the Hogwatch. And I have to tell y'all something. Tell your friends, tell your mothers, tell your fathers, tell your pets about the Hogwatch. We're coming up. We're coming up. We're going to get the emojis to y'all next week. I'm working on the merch. The last thing I want to say is this. If I'm going to make merchandise, okay, this is very important. If I'm going to make merchandise, everybody, I'm not going to do merchandise that's just, you know, here's the Hogwatch logo and I'm going to paste it on a t-shirt. I want to make nice quarter zips with my logo and simplicity. But if I want to make shorts, I want to do them like this. I want to make cool shorts that like some people are going to wear. I want to do things like that. We're going to have cool quarter zips, hoodies. I just don't want to put my logo and slap it on a t-shirt. I mean, I could do that, but a hog wouldn't wear that. So why would I sell that? It's not about the money. It's about looking dope. It's been your boy Hog, everybody. And I'm signing out. Have a great weekend. Tell your parents you love them. The San Diego Padres are 27-14. Everybody, 1 second. Close your eyes. Think about that. The San Diego Padres are 27-14. Manny Machado's a Padre. Bob Melvin, three-time manager of the year, is a San Diego Padre. The Padres have the best defense in baseball, the best pitching in baseball. Oh, and by the way, they're doing it all without a top three MVP finalist and Fernando Tatis Jr. Have a great freaking weekend. It's been your boy Hog. And I'm signing out. Peace.